should hold, Jadak said into the mouthpiece of his headset from beneath the YT's port mandible. But we might want to pick up a replacement on Kuat before heading to Toprawa. Reese was crouched inside an access bay at the tip of the mandible, evaluating the braking thruster from the inside. His response came through the earphones.
You don't have to twist my arm.
Jadak gave the damaged jet another look. Wiping lubricant from his hands, he walked around the bow of the ship and nearly collided with Master Shay as he was hurrying down the boarding ramp. The installation apparently completed, the Jedi had the tool case in one hand and activated comlink in the other.
Shock troopers have been dispatched to arrest the senators, he said without slowing down. I will lead them to safety. Raise the ship and be quick about it.
He stopped a few meters from the ramp, then turned.
Good luck, Captain.
Halfway up the ramp, Jadak waved a casual salute. Thanks for the heads up. He brought the headset microphone to his mouth and calmed Reese. Company's coming. Haul yourself out of there. Reese was climbing from a hatch in the main hold when Jadak entered.
Clones?
Shock troopers. Reese scowled.
We're not being paid enough.
Noted.
Especially now that they're taking the ship.
We knew this could happen.
That doesn't soften the blow.
How about we have this conversation later? Jadak extended a hand and yanked Reese up onto the deck plates. Do a readiness check and get her warmed up. I'm going to see about delaying them. Moving to the engineering station, he pulled a small blaster from a compartment below the console. Reese planted his hands on his hips and laughed.
I'm sorry, Tub. That's the funniest sight I've seen in a long while. That toy against a couple of DC-15 blaster rifles?
Jadak frowned at him. I'm not planning on a standoff. I just want to slow him down.
I guess you can try.
Reese laughed again as he made for the cockpit. Jadak raced down the ramp and hurried to the landing bay's rear door. Taking aim, he sent a bolt directly into the door controls, stepping back while sparks and tendrils of smoke erupted from the switch and the smell of fried circuitry stung his nostrils. Broader and taller, the cargo door was a vertical hatch in the bay's west wall. Rearming the blaster, Jadak fired two bolts into the control, one of which sizzled past his right ear in sibilant ricochet. He was hastening back to the ship when gauntleted fists began to pound on the exterior of the frozen hatch. Amplified, though muffled by the durasteel door, the voice of a shock trooper rang out.
Senate security! Raise the hatch and move to the center of the bay with your hands above your head! Make no attempt to flee!
A smile of satisfaction was just taking shape on Jadak's face when he heard noise from above. A blade of white-hot light was tracing an arc through the ceiling. Taking the boarding ramp in long strides, he skidded into the connector, ducked into the cockpit, and threw himself into the pilot's chair.
You tell them to go away?
Reese asked, eyes on the status displays. I toasted the door locks all right, but they're rappelling through the cripping ceiling. Reese glanced at him.
They want us that badly?
We're not waiting around to find out.
Jadak was strapping in when sounds of impact issued from the envoy's roof. Above the modulating whistle of the warming engines came the throaty rasp of a cutting torch. In a rush, Jadak enabled the repulsor lifts. The YT was a few meters off the floor when blaster rifle bolts began to sear into the hull.
Bork them,
Reese said. Jadak grabbed the yoke and whipped the envoy through a rapid about-face, trusting that centrifugal force would hurl the clone soldiers from the hull. A trooper in red emblazoned armor flew past the cockpit viewport, arms and legs flailing. Reese winced.
That's not gonna earn us any points with him.
Without a thought for approaching traffic, Jadak took the ship hurtling out of the landing bay.